Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Dakota Show. Hosted by me, of course, Dakota. Duh, it's in the title. Well, anyways, guys, I know I was supposed to do a Roasting the World this week, but the way the weather's been and everybody's work schedule, I'm trying to do one in the next few days. I'm hoping to maybe tomorrow night and the next night, but the weather here has just been very, very crappy. I'm surprised I was able to get my stupid-ass internet up and running tonight for it all, because I got Usenet, and if anybody's ever had Usenet, they know it sucks, especially when it's bad weather outside. But fortunately, I was able to get it going to do this real quick. It's going to be another little short episode. I just wanted to get on and talk to everybody for a minute, let everybody know that, you know, everything's good, we're still doing the show and stuff, just shit going down. Sherry's been working on a paranormal magazine, and somebody who's speaking right now might have a few short stories in it. I'm just saying, this guy, you know, check it out. Check out my short horror stories I wrote for it, you know. I'm just saying, you know, Stephen King, look out. Dakota Wheatley's in the house on this one. But besides that, you know, everybody's been doing good. Still, fortunately, I haven't got the corona, so I'm doing good with that. Sherry's got it had it and got it taken care of, and hopefully she doesn't get it again. But yeah, guys, and this month here, I'm going to be starting another show up, so in the next few weeks, just be on the lookout for a bunch of stuff coming out from me and from the Roasting the World brand. And I don't want to keep repeating myself because we've talked about all this before. And see, I'm trying to think of anything else that I need to tell you guys. That's about it. I want everybody to stay safe, though, because it's crazy out there right now. A lot of craziness going on out there. You got innocent people losing their lives and drive-bys and little kids getting shot riding their bikes and a bunch of dumb shit going down. You got people trying to riot. For example, I live in a town called Camden, Tennessee, which is like a little interstate town. But it's about 20 minutes away from Paris. And the other night, some people tried to riot in Paris and was stopped by some other people who were like, "Now, y'all go fuck off and go play somewhere else because it's a bunch of stupidity." I'm not understanding what's going through people's minds anymore. It's like the world's going crazy, and these snowflake millennials are dumber than a box of dumbness, because they're the reason why half the shit's like the way it is. People my age were like, we grew up, like, don't get me wrong, I respect it. I respect everybody. I respect people's religions and, you know, sexuality and shit like that. But, you know, we people my age, we grew up joking about people, and then now it's like, if you, for example, there's a game we used to play called Smear the Queer. So you throw a football in the air and you would tackle the person with the ball and you smear the queer. You couldn't play that shit nowadays. A, the kids would be like, "Oh, you're playing too rough, I got tackled," and B, "Oh, you call me a queer." I mean, it's just a bunch of stupidity. That's what the world's come to. Stupid freaking pity. And, like I said, I just wanted to get on here for a few and let everybody know that, you know, I'll have some full episodes coming out in the next few days, because I'm off this weekend, so I'll have some time to work on a few things then, too. Be on the lookout for some new jokes coming from me on my Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram, or whatever the fuck it's called. I never really get on that one, guys, so if you guys want to get in touch with me, hit me up on Facebook. Besides that, like I said, I hope everybody else is just staying safe out there, man, during this crazy shit going on. I hope everybody's, you know, staying safe, washing their hands, washing your asses, wearing your mask. Don't cough on people. Don't go around licking doorknobs and ice creams and everything else and putting them back on shelves. I mean, it's just, yeah. So, you know, we all got to team up to get through this, guys. So just keep that in mind when you got all these people, "Oh, I don't wear a mask. It's violating my rights to wear a mask." No, it's probably my rights not to get sick for y'all dumbasses not wearing a mask. So if I see you're not wearing a mask and you come near me, I'm kicking you in the nuts. If you don't got nuts, I'm kicking you in there anyways. Get me? All right. Now, with all that being said, like I said, I just wanted to get on for a minute and make sure everybody's safe. It's pouring down here right now. You guys might be able to hear the rain a little bit in the background. But yeah, it's been a rainy old day here in my town. Yeah. All right, guys. Like I said, everybody just try to stay safe, wash your hands, and be on the lookout for some new episodes in the next few days. Of Roasting the World, and then Funny Business. I'm not quite sure when we're going to actually get that started. I know we're gonna have it coming out this month and everything, but I'm going to try to this weekend write a few things for it and see how that goes, and maybe in the next week or two we'll have Funny Business out there up and going. And, yeah. All right, guys. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear your mask, and, yeah, be on the lookout for new episodes of Roasting the World. And always, shout out to my listeners out in Turkey and India and Denmark. You guys rock. Tell your friends, tell other countries to listen in. Yeah, all right, people, stay safe.